Hey, Browns fans, welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show, brought to you by State Farm. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, as we move ahead, quarterback decision made by you to go with Kevin Hogan this week. Why'd you make that move?
Well, I just thought that Kevin has done a really good job of leading our offensive football team. Came in the second half, did some really good things with 16 of 19. I finally felt like we started to play in rhythm a little bit. And as I look at this offensive football team, we need to get in a little bit better rhythm so we can score more points. I thought he was giving us an opportunity to do that. So I thought it was best to give him a chance to go. Not that Deshaun hadn't done some good things. I think Deshaun just needs the opportunity to see the game from a different lens. Stand on the sideline with me and get a different feel for the game. And I think Kevin's earned the right to go out there and play.
When you talk about, I need to watch the tape a lot of time after games, when it comes to Deshaun, is it some of the things he's doing, turnovers in the red zone, as much as it is things he's not doing, things maybe he isn't seeing that he should be seeing at this stage?
Well, absolutely. I think it's a combination of them both. You know, again, Deshaun's a young player.
Right, we're talking 21.
About a 21-year-old quarterback, the youngest in the National Football League. I knew he was going to have his ups and downs. I thought maybe we would get through the interception issue a little bit faster than what we have, because that is what doesn't allow you to win games. You know, that's something I preach to our football team. We can't turn the ball over, especially in the scoring zone. So, again, I think for him, just watching and seeing how the game is managed in those situations will help him, as opposed to putting him in those situations. And, again, I think Kevin has done a really good job down there.
Browns are averaging 3.1 yards per drive with Kevin Hogan, a quarterback, which would be the top figure in the NFL this year. Why is he so effective right now?
Well, I think he understands the system. He understands me. He's been with me a little bit longer than Deshaun has, so he knows exactly what I'm looking for. He understands how to distribute the ball amongst the offensive players when the play is called. So, again, that's just experience, you know. And hopefully, as we go through this process with him and Deshaun, they both will continue to grow.
How has he grown from last year? Because, look, Kevin Hogan's a fifth-round pick, went to Kansas City, was released, comes here, came in this year maybe as a fourth-string guy, and he's ascended right now in week five to the starting quarterback. And it's not because you didn't have any other choices. He's flat-out earned that opportunity. So how has he gotten better?
I think he's worked extremely hard. I think he took the challenge a year ago, played a little bit. I think he likes playing in the system. It's a quarterback-friendly system. I think he did a really good job in the offseason of doing some things to improve himself. Came back and just put his head down and kept working. He didn't worry about what anybody said or what anybody thought. He just kept working, and you look up, and he's our backup quarterback. And now you look up, he has an opportunity to start this week.
So talking about this Jets game, and you talked about how some of the things that happened took away your ability to win. But can you take positives out of a game in which you outgain a team by over 200 yards and really put forth the most dominant performance the Browns team's done so far this year?
No, there's no question. What was most important for me is to watch our team get better. Obviously, it's to win. At the end of the day, we want the win. That's why we play the game. But to watch us improve and do some things better, we ran the football better, we protected better. We did some things I thought that we didn't do early in the first four games of the year. And I've watched us improve as a football team over the last week. Now we just got to build off of that and keep moving forward.
All right, Coach, we're going to talk about some of the young guys, Njoku, Garrett, and what they did a little bit later on the show. But now let's go to the video board, because Duke Johnson every single week does something that could get us up there. But let's go check out that big 41-yard screen touchdown.
You got it.
Kevin Hogan in the shotgun with Duke Johnson on his left. Takes the snap, back to pass, dumps it left. It goes to Duke Johnson, 40, 35, wiggles outside, 25. He's to the 20, cuts out, 15, 10. He's at the 5. He's going in. Touchdown!
What a nice piece of running by the Duke.
Yes, baby!
All right, we're at the board for the Papa John's play breakdown. Coach, this is a big screen pass to Duke Johnson. Let's just look at the formation to begin with. What were you trying to get them to show prior to this screen?
Well, we try to dictate man or zone coverage. We knew in this situation there's times in this personnel group, in this formation, that they will play man. We were fortunate enough to get into what we call our NASCAR package, which means we go a little bit faster. And so we have a screen that's tied to it. And obviously, Kevin made a great throw to Duke. And obviously, he didn't do all the work by himself. The offensive line, the receivers, everybody plays a part in this.
All right, so let's watch. And there's a fine balance for the line, right, to let the guys in, but not let them in too quickly.
Absolutely. So they did a good job. Obviously, you can see there's a blitz coming off the front side here by number 26 off the edge over the tight end. The quarterback was able to feel that, drift away a little bit, give a dart throw to Duke, and then the rest is history.
The rest is some great running here, some great down the field blocking. Rashard Higgins right there, Sammy Coates, wide receivers getting it done. When the blitz comes opposite the screen, is that helpful? Is that when you know you've got him?
Absolutely. That's when you know you have a chance, because normally those other guys are in coverage. So when the blitz is coming, that's where everybody's rushing away from it. People are dropping into zones.
What about Duke Johnson? This run here to find and keep going, because I thought he was right in front of me on the side. I thought maybe he's going to step out here, and he just keeps going. He ends up in the end zone.
As I told you, Duke's been a playmaker all year for us. We try to get the ball in his hand in a variety of different ways. He's able to make plays, and he needs to continue to do that for us all year.
And we will continue with the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. Up next, we catch up with the NFL's touchdown leader amongst tight ends, rookie David Njoku.
To be honest, it's not me. It's the quarterback. It's Kevin Hogan. You know, he throws the ball where only I can get it.
Touchdown!
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and coach David Njoku. Another game, another touchdown. How has he done this so quickly?
Well, I think he's really learning how to play within our system. He's a threat. As we all know, he's very athletic. He can make plays with the ball in his hands, and we're giving him opportunities to do that. The young man has 3 touchdowns. There's no telling how many he will have by the end of the year if he'll keep working and keep growing.
Yeah, he's looking very good and had a heck of a catch. And he talks about it with Matt Wilhelm in the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's play walkthrough.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns tight end David Njoku. So let's dive in. Some great success early in this football season. Just talk about Hugh Jackson's use of the tight end position, you in particular. Specifically, we get down in the red zone. Why are you such a great target?
I think I speak for all the tight ends that we have. We're all pretty good athletes, I want to say. So I think Hugh just sees that, and he wants to use us for our, you know, ability in the red zone to jump for jump balls or make, you know, tough contested catches and everything.
Walk me through that touchdown catch, because it's, you know, first round pick matched up against first round pick, number 5th overall pick, Jamal Adams. He's been a great DB all year long. Just walk us through the route, walk us through when you broke away and the ball was on its way.
Yeah, Jamal, you know, first off, I gotta say Jamal, great athlete, you know, tremendous athlete, tremendous player, great person. He has great passion for the game. And I just ran a corner route. So I try to fake acknowledge and go outside, and I ran a corner route and I just dove and seemed like I caught it with one hand.
Hogan is underneath center and on first down, play action fake to the Duke, fires left sideline. Oh, what a catch by Njoku! Touchdown!
I think both of your catches seem to be grabbed with one hand, taken to body, and then you just secure with the other hand when you get to the ground to make sure that ball is not bobbled.
To be honest, it's not me. It's the quarterback. It's Kevin Hogan. You know, he throws the ball where only I can get it. You know, he's like a tremendous quarterback along with Jason Kaiser. They throw the ball to only where I can get it. And I just, you know, I have a pretty long reach, so I just reach out, catch it, secure it, and the rest, you know, is history.
Talk about just what it's like for you and your first round or this draft class worth of brothers that are making huge impacts on the season. Saw Myles Garrett, 2 sacks. Right. Obviously, Deshaun Kaiser's been starter for 5 football games. Yourself, Jabril Pepper started as well. What's it like to just to come in with this draft class and the bond that's been created and you guys all going out there playing together?
Yeah, we're all close. Start from the top, Myles Garrett, you know, me and him are real close. We talk, we have, you know, real good talks. During the week, on the weekend, you know, we're both on the same page, and you know, I just find him as a great player, great person. You know, he's just a very, very, very smart guy. Then Jabril, I've known Jabril for maybe like 6-7 years. You know, back in high school, we have a bond that, you know, that we had back then, and then we just came back when we both got here. You know, we're all young, but we don't see that as an excuse. You know, we all try to work hard every day.
Absolutely. Well, David, congrats on your early success. Good luck against the Texans.
Appreciate it.
You got it.
Coach, we know your offense tight and friendly, but it really seems like the Hogan-Njoku combination has been a good one. I looked. 4 targets, 4 catches, 71 yards, 2 touchdowns. Why are they having so much success?
Well, I think, you know, again, when you're a young quarterback, you're looking somewhat for a security blanket. And obviously, when you have a big athletic guy like David, that's the place to throw the football. And plus, he make plays, you know. And I like getting the ball to the tight end, especially in the scoring zone. I think that's an area where those guys have a mismatch, and we can exploit teams that way.
And you've done it so far with Njoku. You did it with Tyler Eifert back in Cincinnati. We want to see more of those touchdowns this Sunday against the Texans. And you'll see more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this.
Myles Garrett had quite the debut. What did the scholarly stud have to say? Find out next on the Hugh Jackson Show.
What are you thinking, man? I'm just going to get this guy on the ground?
Yes. Don't miss.
Don't miss. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, finally, we got to see Myles Garrett, his first snap in the NFL, a sack. What was going through your mind when that happened?
Let's go. Let's get more, you know. I was excited for him. This has been a long time coming. He's worked extremely hard to get back on the football field. Went out there and I thought played extremely well early in the game. Obviously, he finished the game with two sacks. That's kind of unheard of for a first game. So that was a coming out party for him. We expect that every week from him.
It would be great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And he talks about that first game and the two-sack performance with our Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight. Dustin Fox here with Browns defensive end, the sack master, Myles Garrett. Myles, how are you feeling, buddy?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, how'd it feel for you to get out there, your first action of the season after being injured, get out there and make some plays?
It was pretty exciting, you know, knowing that I could finally get out there and show what I can do, strut my stuff a little bit, and just being able to be with my teammates and just enjoy the time with them and actually come together for a big one.
This was the real deal, home game, First Energy Stadium. What was it like pre-game, getting ready, and the emotions? What was going through your mind?
Really just maintaining focus. You know, that was really my key for the week. Just, you know you're going to be excited. You know you're going to have, you know, some nerves, and that's to be expected. So just make sure you keep your focus and just, you know, focus on one play at a time and, you know, just affecting your job.
Let's talk about the sack. First play of the game. You get out there. Adrenaline? Were you juiced up? Were you excited?
Oh, yeah. Definitely excited. But just like I was saying, just maintain focus. Make sure I know what to do. Make sure I get to where I'm posted on the field, keep my gap, and you know, if the play comes to me, then make sure I make the play.
So the first sack, you come inside, an inside rush. Did you know that you were going to have an opportunity that it was going to part like the Red Sea and you were going to have the quarterback right in front of you?
I had no idea, but it just worked out that way.
So when you break through and you see Josh McCown back there, were you thinking, man, I'm just going to get this guy on the ground?
Yes. Don't miss.
Don't miss.
Josh back to pass. Sets up. Looks. He bootlegs it out to the left. He's going down, and it's Myles Garrett again. That's two for the number one overall selection.
The rock and roll, the J.R. Smith celebration. Was that premeditated? Did you know you were going to do that?
I had already thought about it.
You thought about it?
I had discussed with a couple of friends. I was like, this probably be, you know, one of the first things I do after I get one of my first sacks. So I was like, just make sure you tune in and keep watch after I get the sack.
Did it kill you not being able to play the last few weeks?
Oh, yes. I mean, just watching and not being able to have an effect on the game and seeing my guys just going out there and knowing that I could bring a little juice and know, just bring something else to the table.
It's a great point. You know, the team, when you're out there on the field and you make a play, you can see it, you can feel it, the fans feel it. How's that make you feel to know that you have that sort of impact?
I mean, it's something that you just want to keep on doing because you know that it's a huge boost to your teammates and to the crowd, and it shifts momentum, you know, for your team and just, you know, close the game out. And we had the opportunity, we missed it, but if we can continue to work on that, we can be pretty good.
You said after the game, they were asking about the sacks, and it seemed like you're pretty humble with it. You're like, yeah, the sacks don't matter. It's all about getting that W.
At the end, that's all it's about.
Myles, great stuff, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks. Coach, obviously a huge boost to this defense, but we talked about only 19 snaps. How has he looked this week in practice, and can we expect more this Sunday?
I'm not going to tell you he's 100%, but he is definitely on the positive side of being closer to being 100%. There's been more things he's done in practice. I think he's looking forward to going to Houston and playing well.
We're looking forward to seeing him. I mean, imagine what he could do when he is 100%. That's kind of a scary thought, right?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, we'll want to see him chasing around Deshaun Watson this Sunday, and we'll have more of the Hugh Jackson Show for you right after this.
We wrap up the Hugh Jackson Show with our game preview. It's the Browns and the Texans. We break that down next.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, we turn the page to the Texans this Sunday. They're a team that's got a lot of buzz around them, only 2-3, but it all starts with that rookie quarterback, Deshaun Watson, playing very well of late. What have you seen when you watched him on tape?
10 touchdown passes in the last two games. I mean, that says a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's done a real good job for them. You know, he's made a lot of plays for him with his arm, with his legs. I think we have to do everything we can to slow him down. But as a football team, they're playing good. I mean, I know the record is not probably what they want it to be, but at the same time, there's a lot of talent on that football team.
Now, you mentioned that wide receiver tandem, probably the best we've seen since week one as a duo. Hopkins and Fuller have 8 touchdowns between the two of them the last 2 weeks. One of them kind of can do it all. Fuller is a burner, played with Deshaun back at Notre Dame. Right. How do you slow down this duo?
Well, I think what we have to do is get to the quarterback first and foremost, and we have to have consistent pressure. We got to keep him bottled up in the pocket. As I said earlier, we cannot let him get outside the pocket. That's where he's made a lot of plays. I think if we can do that and keep everybody in front of us like we have for the most part this season, then we have a chance to get this offense slowed down.
Yes, the Browns, the number 5 defense overall, big reason, limiting people and stuffing the run. 36% of the runs against the Browns go for 0 or negative yardage. How has this turnaround happened so quickly?
Greg Williams, the culture, the things we believe in, our vision. You know, that was one of the things we talked about. We want to be a team that stopped the run. It's something I preach since I've been here, you know, since I became the head coach. And I think he's taken that to another level. I think our players have done a good job on defense of carrying that mandate from myself, from Greg, and the rest of our defensive staff. And that's what we're getting done.
Normally, when you go to face the Texans, J.J. Watt's the first name that comes up. He's out. They lost Whitney Mercilus as well last week. Kind of an injured defense, but they still have some playmakers, Jadeveon Clowney, Bernardrick McKinney. What do you see when you watch this defense?
They're good. You just said it. I mean, obviously, there are two of the better players who are injured from their football team, but that doesn't slow them down. Jadeveon Clowney is still playing extremely well. McKinney, who you mentioned, is still playing well. Again, Jonathan Joseph, who is a veteran corner, is playing well. So they still have a nucleus of really good players, and it's going to be a tall challenge for us.
What does the defense have to clean up to get overall to the level that, say, the run defense or the total yardage defense is right now?
I think in the scoring zone is where we've had our issues. Greg is all over our guys about making sure that we take that next jump. And I think our guys are motivated to take that next jump. It's just a matter of going out and doing it consistently, game in and game out.
Talk about the turnovers. We know that is obviously a key. Take that out of the equation. When you look at this matchup specifically, what must the Browns do to leave Houston with that first victory?
We got to be able to run the ball. I mean, first and foremost, I stand on the table now saying we got to continue to run the ball better. And when we get our opportunities in the scoring zone, we got to nail them, you know, because we will get those. And when we do, good things happen for our football teams. And when we don't, bad things happen. So I think we get that. And we've worked extremely hard on it this week. We got to do a better job in the scoring zone of making sure we finish drives.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for the time and best of luck Sunday in Houston.
Thank you very much.
And thank you all for being with us. Don't forget Browns Countdown, 11 a.m. on Sunday. We'll get you everything you need to know to get ready for the Browns and Texans live reports from Houston. So be sure to tune in that Sunday at 11 on News 5. Thanks for watching another edition of the Hugh Jackson Show.